And on digital.
BBC Radio Oxford.
You need more than your scanties on, I can tell you that for now. Seize the cuddly bear who's charmed several generations.
Winnie the Pooh, cuddly little cubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy nilly silly old bear. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
Cubby. Today is Winnie the Pooh Day, marking the birthday of author A.A. Milne. And to celebrate the real toy bear, which belonged to Milne's son, Christopher Robin, has become an honorary member of the Rotary Club of Oxford Spires. Leslie Adams travelled to New York in September to present the award on behalf of the Rotary Club. Leslie, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, that sounds like a nice little jolly.
Well, I happen to be going there on holiday anyway, via Norway, Iceland and Canada, as you do. And I made contact with New York Public Library because I knew that Christopher Robin's toys were there. And I told them that we would like to present Pooh with honorary membership of our club because we run the World Pooh Sticks Championships every year. And they kindly said yes. So I met with Louise LaRue, who is the managing librarian there, and she accepted the award.
Oh, lovely.
It was rather jolly.
Yes, it sounds like it could have been that sort of occasion. I mean, was there much sort of pomp and circumstance about it, or was it all...
Well, not really, because sadly, Pooh and all the other toys were away with the restoration team, and they hadn't returned, because apparently, I think it was Eeyore's neck was causing the restoration team a little bit of a headache. Trust good old Eeyore, you know. So they had a another exhibition on his dead, a Mary Poppins one. So I saw that.
Oh, right. So all the toys were being stuffed or
restuffed. Well, I don't know what was being done to them, but every now and again they need to go away to the conservation team and just be looked at so they can last many, many more years. Because Winnie himself is going to be 95 in August because he was bought for Christopher Robin's first birthday.
Well, we're wondering whether it's a him or a her, because we had this story a good few months back, didn't we?
We did, because the bear after whom the toy was named, the bear that Colonel Colburn, Harry Colburn, brought over from Canada to London Zoo, was an actual fact a female. Yes. So, but I think everybody refers to Winnie the Pooh as a he.
Well, yeah, without being rude, hopefully Winnie wasn't off for the operation.
Let's not go there.
You're probably very wise.
Yes.
Great stuff. So, I mean, so what happens now? Now he's got this, or he or she has got this honorary membership. What can they do with it? Do they get the freedom to march around Oxford?
Well, they can come and visit us, come and join in our meetings, but I don't think he will be coming over. It's been a long time since he was in the UK. I think the last time he was here was 1976 when he went to East Sussex, to Hartfield, and went on a picnic with some of the children there where Christopher Robin and A.A. Milne lived.
Leslie, I like it in your world. It's a happy place.
Yes. But we've got the World Pooh Sticks Championships coming up again in Whitney on Sunday the 5th of June. And we're hoping to run team events this year because we put them on pause. That's P-A-U-S-E, not P-A-W-S. Last year, because it was our new venue. So we just wanted to get to grips with running the event at our new venue.
We look forward to it in the summer.
Yes, it should be great.
Leslie, lovely to talk to you. Thank you for that. Leslie Adams, who was in New York to present that award on behalf of the Rotary Club. Lovely story. 8:54 is the time.
Howard Bentham, online on 95.2.